Hi, everyone. I am Courtney White, and this is Jackson Walker Fast Takes. September 15th through October 15th is Hispanic Heritage Month. Starting as a weekly celebration in 1968, Hispanic Heritage Month was expanded to a month-long celebration in 1989. The month starts on September 15th to mark the independence anniversaries of Costa Rica, Nicaragua, El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala. Here at Jackson Walker, we are extremely proud of our Hispanic attorneys and want to celebrate our Hispanic attorneys and allied professionals who have provided leadership and helped shape our firm into what it is today. I asked two of my colleagues to join this podcast episode to share more on their life story and how those experiences have helped shape their legal practice here at Jackson Walker. Maricela Gonzalez is a partner in the Houston office, and Javier Gonzalez is an associate in the Houston office as well. Maricela, please tell us your story.
Hi, Courtney. Thanks for having Javier and I on. It's an honor to be two of the attorneys that you guys showcased during Hispanic Heritage Month. So a little bit about my background. I am a native Houstonian, born and raised, but I'm actually a fourth generation Texan on both my father and mother's side. So we've sort of had the good fortune of not having to do the immigration experiences, the challenges that brings over, you know, many, many years. But that being said, with my grandfather and my grandparents sort of coming of age in Texas, you know, the early part of the 20th century, that was obviously not without its struggles. They came of age in a time when educational opportunities for Mexican Americans just really weren't there. None of them had more than a grade school education, I would say. All of them leaving school early to, you know, help raise younger siblings, you know, do jobs like farm laborers or factory workers. And so despite sort of the opportunity of being here in Texas for quite a while, it didn't really translate into advancement for our family for a number of years. My parents sort of made that first step by graduating high school, but being inner city students in Houston in the 70s, that didn't provide as many opportunities for them either, you know, whether through the sort of systemic issues that were there at the time and really just sort of a lack of mentorship and leadership and knowing what could be next for them. That's as far as they were able to go. But I think sort of knowing that there was more is sort of what keyed them into, for me and my siblings, knowing that education was going to be the key. And so for me, it was never an if I was going to go to college or whether I was going to go to college. It was just sort of a given. Like, we just sort of went with that understanding. And I think somewhere I always knew too that, you know, that would be grad school after that, though I didn't really know it was going to be law school until senior year of college. I thought I would do med school before that, before realizing that I didn't like science as much as I thought I did. And I really liked the writing. So senior year decided, let's try the LSAT and see how that goes. And was lucky enough to get into U of H and really lucky enough to be able to participate in a diversity program that Jackson Walker participated through, you know, the Houston Law Schools. And that's sort of how I ended up at Jackson Walker. And it's not so much, you know, because I had a lot of foresight into what that plan looked like, but I think it was a lot of having opportunities that, you know, those before me didn't have. And I'll say when I sort of look at my family upbringing and how it's influenced my career and where I've ended up, it's not so much, you know, a subject matter because this is also foreign to anything we even knew about growing up. But it was really about understanding I've been lucky enough to be in a time where more opportunities have been given to me than those have come before me. And so it's really about seizing on those opportunities and making the most of them, not just for sort of those whose shoulders I stand on, but for those who are going to come after me and after Javier. And being able to see, you know, somebody like me, Latina, first generation, you know, low socioeconomic status upbringing, being able to carve out a space in a place like Jackson Walker is important. And I want to make sure that others are able to see that opportunity and seize upon it in the same way.
Maricela, what practice area are you in right now?
I am in the corporate securities group, so transactional practice.
Awesome. Javier, we cannot wait to hear your story next.
Sure, and thanks for having me and Maricela on here. I had somewhat of a different upbringing. My parents were born and raised in Mexico City, and for a long time backwards, my ancestors are from there, and they've basically only ever knew Mexico until my grandfather got sick with cancer, and so he came to Houston for treatment. And my grandfather basically brought all 9 of his kids and their families to Houston, and we all wanted to come, of course, to be there for him. And once his cancer treatment was done, my parents decided that this was a better place to be. So I basically only lived in Mexico for 2 years and then moved here. And when I was being raised, my parents didn't speak much English and they preferred speaking Spanish. So at home it was Spanish only and at school it was English only. So I feel like I was raised with the best of both worlds. Because I learned English at school, I learned the English practices, the customs, and I'd go home and it'd be like I'd be being raised with the Mexican style. As I got older and older, I got more involved in knowing what kind of companies my families ran and what their businesses were. What I saw was that the Mexican approach to business, whether it was legal or business in general, is that everyone is part of your family. And I feel like most people will agree that even distant friends, you call them uncle, aunt, people you've barely met, they're officially your uncle in the family. And so that's the kind of upbringing that I was given. And I feel like going from being raised to going to law school, and now as a legal profession, I feel like I've brought that same kind of upbringing to my profession. In fact, the main reason I picked Jackson Walker is during my 2 summers here, it felt like everyone I knew was part of my family, or I could treat them like part of my family. And even now as a practicing attorney, some of my coworkers are some of my best friends. And I think that really was ingrained in me when I was growing up, that you treat everyone like they're your family. You give them the most utmost respect. You treat them with what they need help with, and you always do it with a smile on your face. And as a practicing attorney, I feel like that approach has helped me understand how to treat and deal with people. I'm a litigation associate, so it's a very adversarial in nature. And even though we're fighting in the courtroom, it doesn't mean that I'm fighting with you personally. And I feel like the approach that a Mexican-American upbringing gives you is that you treat them with respect, even if you're fighting on the battlefield. But at the end of the day, you're okay saying hi to them, hanging out with them, treating them like a person that they are. And I think that's what my upbringing has instilled in me, and that's made me the attorney I am today.
Marcela and Javier, thank you so much for coming to share your stories today during Hispanic Heritage Month. And for more information and additional JW Fast Take podcasts and webinars, visit jw.com/fast.